we know Jason Grilley is going to be the setup guy. And he joins us on the telephone now. Mr. Grilley, how are you?
What's happening?
Waiting for tomorrow.
Ready for this?
Yeah, we're ready.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, heck yes. Heck yes. We've got enough rest and momentum to go and start this all up again.
When you came over, we know about your history of, you know, watching the Blue Jays, and I don't know whether being a real fan is something you acknowledge, but you were certainly aware of this franchise. When you came over, did you think about this, given the team you were with, looking around at the kinds of players you were surrounded by? Did you think, I got a real chance here to finally, at age 39, win a World Series?
Yeah, I honestly did. Coming from Atlanta, you know, we were in a rough spot.
No kidding.
Just kudos to, you know, those teammates, especially at the end of for the season, how they finished. We didn't start off that well. They finished and obviously helped us by beating Detroit, factored into some things that we were up against. And also that organization for, you know, saying that they were going in a different direction and they wanted nothing more than. There was a lot of respect there from John Hart and company, and they just said that they wanted to give me a chance to win. And when I found out it was the Blue Jays, of course, as you know, huge fan. I was a huge fan growing up as a kid. And
yep.
Even last year when I was wrapped up on the couch with my Achilles and cast and rooting for the guys I know, Russ Martin and guys that I've friends with, I was rooting for Toronto to win. And to now be wearing a Blue Jay uniform and watching a lot of those championship banners wave in the Rogers Center. It doesn't take long for it to register for someone like me to say it'd be so crazy to think that I was a kid watching, you know, my idols, and now got a chance to, you know, add a banner to that lineup up there that's hanging over our heads every day. So, you know, we're close, and we got our work cut out for us. The Indians are a great team, and you know, hats off to them. They played well enough to get to this point, and you know, we're going to go do battle and settle the cell starting tomorrow.
Jason, we had Ross Atkins on a little while ago, and we were having a discussion about how sometimes having this many days between games, we've heard it. You know, some teams say, "Oh, that you know, they lost momentum." He made the very strong point that he thought these days were very useful to your team and to a number of players to give guys a chance to rest and heal. Would you be one of those players that needed a couple of days off? Or do you feel like, I'm a little worried I've lost my edge by not playing and not pitching for a few days?
I don't worry about the edge or the adrenaline because that kicks in. But, you know, I threw a bullpen today. Guys are doing whatever they feel is to be as prepared as possible. But, yes, to answer the other part of your question is rest was definitely an asset to many of players. At this time of year, you start to feel like you're chewed gum on the bottom of your shoe, and you're just using the adrenaline and everything that you put forth, the deposits that you put in, working out and keeping your body ready throughout the year. It's amazing how at 100 game, 162, how tired you are, but when you're in the playoffs, it all goes away, man. So we're ready. We're fired up. I know guys are very excited about starting these things off tomorrow. And, you know, even when we battled, we had a good series against these guys here last time. We all kind of walked home together, and a bunch of us walked home together and said, we'll be back here and, you know, doing this scenario. And
there you are.
Dreaming it up then. So we are at that point. We our dream is coming to fruition. And, you know, I know we're going to have a lot of backing of those Toronto faithful, because last time it was like 50-50. It felt like that we had just as many Toronto fans here, and I'm sure they won't disappoint for these games as well.
When Atkins was on, I told him that you couldn't make the wrong choice in terms of the rotation for this series. I acknowledge that. But if I was given the choice, I would have gone with Sanchez in 3 and Stroman in 4 with the ability to bring Sanchez back in game 7 if needed, even if it was in unlimited innings. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot.
He ain't going to answer. No way.
Well, let's see.
All right.
We don't know if he's not going to answer, and if you don't ask him.
Okay.
What would you have done?
I have done?
What would your preference have been? Stroman or Sanchez in 3 and 4, given that the guy who starts 3 is most likely to get 7, if there is one?
Well, the way I look at it, you know, all hands on deck. If it comes out to be, I mean, you know, again, we could look at how Baumgartner was used in the past. And I know guys at this point to get into the World Series, you know, depending on pitch counts and stuff like that, obviously, it's a tough question to really answer, truthfully. Because I look at it like, if need be, everybody's going to be ready. And, you know, they selected this for a good reason. So I'm going with that. And
all right.
I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, well, okay. Don't hurt yourself sitting on that fence.
when I mean, you have some time to watch and prepare when you're ready to go into a game. Are you one of those players who you're kind of managing in your head? Let's do this. We should do this. Or are you observing what moves are make and evaluate them? How do you watch a game?
A little bit of both. You know, just wondering. We're on our own island out there in the bullpen, 600 feet away. So it's kind of, you know, the feel and the speed. You know, to me, I always try to watch guys' swings and see if it lines up with some of the scouting reports. So I will, you know, just kind of go with. That's kind of my routine. But, yeah, you know, sometimes we all talk down there. We're paying attention to every pitch and what guys are doing because, you know, you have to stay in the game. Some guys, you know, have a little bit different routine, but that's mine.
Listen, it goes without saying we wish you good luck and play well. And we're, you know, this – I don't have to tell you. It's not just 7 or 8 million people in Toronto. It's 37 or 38 million people across the country.
And we don't have to urge him to get his intensity up. We can tell already. He's ready to go.
We got that.
That will – the RPMs will be all the way redlining. So, you know, I've been to the World Series once. And
with Detroit, yep.
You know, always questioned if I'd ever be back again. And
here you are,
a second
almost,
place ring,
almost
with the AL chance with the Tigers. But I definitely want one that says World Champions, and that's why all of us play.
You know? We wish you good luck.
I know there's a lot of guys here. We all want the same thing, and we appreciate what backing we got. So we're going to start it tomorrow, guys. I can't wait.
We're extremely appreciative of you doing this on the eve of the ALCS. We thank you very much. We wish you good luck, and hopefully we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk after we win a few more games. Here we go.